Well, first of all, thanks for having me back. It's nice to be here. My expectations are extremely high because for the first time in this will be my third year here. We have a full lineup as of right now and then some. So we're 3 to 4 deep in a couple weight classes. So that's really exciting because that gives us a really good shot in the dual meet tournaments and in the conference tournament this year, in terms of doing something as a team, which years past we really haven't been able to do before. We got some really exciting freshmen coming in that did well last year at the OAC State Tournament. So we got a lot of young guys, a lot of really just good athletes. I mean, we just had a conditioning workout today, and we had a full room. And it was just exciting to see because we got a lot of hard workers. So pretty high expectations. I can't really put a number on it per se, like, you know, how many state qualifiers we're going to have or whatever. But if they keep working like they're working, the sky's kind of the limit, you know.
Well, obviously the undisputed leader on the team is Peyton Bergdorf, 3-time state placer. Senior year, that's got to be exciting because you know you're going to see his most seasoned season because he's got 3 years under his belt, but obviously a little bittersweet because you know this is the last time you get to coach him. But just talk about Peyton and what he's done for the program over the last 3 years and what you kind of expect out of him this year.
Right. So, yeah, you said it right there. It's a bittersweet thing because, you know, you're right. He's got all the experience under his belt now. The state tournament's no longer a experiment, you know. He's been there, done that 3 times, gotten on the podium 3 times. We've learned something each time. You know, he's just a great kid all the way around. He sets a good standard in the room. He works hard. You know, he's a quiet leader. So, I mean, he leads by example, which is, I think, it's a good thing at that age. But more than anything, I think we have to give him a large amount of the credit for the numbers that we have. K through 12. I mean, we're looking at, you know, 40 plus kids in the youth program right now, approaching 20 in middle school, and then well over 20 right now in high school, and it's just grown exponentially in the last 3 years. And it's because of how exciting he's been for the school. You know what I mean? He's by far our most successful athlete at that school, probably the most successful athlete in our history, let alone wrestling. So, you know, he's been a good, like, ambassador for the sport at our school for sure. So, I mean, I can't say enough good things about him. I think you all know what we're thinking this year, what we really want and what we want to see for him at the end. And it's a Sunday night match this year. But, you know, a top of the podium finish this year, and we're going to do everything we can do to assist him in getting to that spot.
Josh, how do you balance the schedule? You got some young guys. And one of the unique things about wrestling is we got young guys that you want to get quality matches, but you don't want them hammered. And you got Peyton, who you really want to see the best competition that he can see to get him ready for that Sunday night in Columbus. How do you work that out as the season moves on?
Well, so in years past, it's been rough because, you know, we didn't have the numbers to really facilitate as large of a schedule as what I would have wanted to do. But I knew that would kind of take time. So this year's the first year where we can, right? So we're splitting our team up multiple weekends throughout the year now. So, like, Peyton's going to be going to Ironman here coming up in just over a month. And, you know, obviously the rest of our team will be doing something else. And the same thing with, like, Medina and Maumee Bay. Like, we're going to be able to split us up a little bit. So, you know, I was able to get us into some tournaments that are a little bit more representative of, you know, kind of not newer wrestlers, but, you know what I mean, guys that are right, kind of just getting their feet wet still. So the balance this year is going to be good because we actually have an option this year. Years past, we really didn't have it. I mean, the state's even got a rule with, you know, the amount of wrestlers you can have versus the amount of points you have on your schedule. So we've got that this year, so we're able to facilitate, you know, the newest of kids to the most talented of kids on the team. So,
and with those kind of numbers that you're talking about, new conference this year, the Lorain County 8th, does that get you a little excited? Does that give you a little carrot to dangle in front of the kids? Say, hey, we got a little bit of a realignment. Buckeye's not with us anymore. And do you start talking about a conference title over at Firelands?
Well, I living up here in Northeast Ohio, I think we watched a lot of talking with our football team in the Cleveland area, and we see how well that's turned out. So I'm not going to talk. I'm going to encourage our kids to work hard. They all know. Yeah. You know what I mean? They know what's going on. We have a small school. We have a small small district. So we work hard to get the numbers that we have, and we're in a good spot right now. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? And we know what it takes.
I can tell by the smile. That's okay. That says all you have to say, Josh. Yeah. I got you.
Talk about that move, though, to Lorain County League from the Pac. Is less schools now, so I mean, I'm guessing that's less dual meets, more schedule points freed up, different tournament format. What are your thoughts from leaving the Pac and going into the LCL?
Well, I don't really know how I should say it. I'm kind of disappointed a little bit because the conference tournament that we'd had the last couple years worked out well from a competition standpoint. Because there was some, and it's not a knock on the teams we have now, but you would have your Buckeye or, you know, a Lutheran West and, you know, a little bit schools that have, you know, a little bit bigger wrestling programs at Fairview, you know, to get a kind of a good taste of what sectionals could be like, and now that's kind of gone. So, you know, it's got its good and its bad. You know, one, I think we'll definitely be more competitive, but on the other hand, we're going to lose some quality matches for sure for some of the more, you know, talented kids on the roster.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, you set the bar pretty high for every other coach that's coming in here today. Certainly appreciate you joining us here on the show. Best of luck to you guys this season.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Thanks, Josh. Good luck.
Firelands head coach Josh Pohlbaum joining us here. And, you know, we are.